Yom Rishon B'Shabbes, Parshas Kisavai, Shir 6:12. Reb Velvel Chechik, Zichron Levracha, said over an interesting story, how two Bachrim once came to learn in Radin, and there wasn't enough place for them. And they weren't accepted. So they went into the Chavetz Chaim, at least to get a Birchas Preda. They're leaving. They're not able to come to the yeshiva. They came into the Chavetz Chaim. So he's talking to them, and he realized that they're Enoch Luch, of the Kedushas Levi, of Reb Levi Yitzchak. And he called on Halas HaYeshiva and he asked them to please find room for these Talmidim. They asked him why. The Chavetz Chaim said, the Yemei HaDin are coming. And he wants that the Einiklach of Sanegeiran Shal Yisrael, of the individual who was always Melamed Tzchus and Klal Yisrael, Reb Levi Yitzchak, who was always Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael, he wants that his Einiklach should daven together with the Bnei HaYeshiva during the Yemei HaDin, during the Yom Niran. And therefore he asked specifically that they should take these Bachrim in. We see from here a very powerful thing. The Maila, the benefit of a person being Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. It wasn't because of Reb Levi Yitzchak's greatness. That's not the reason. And there were many great people in the history of Klal Yisrael. There was a very specific schus that the Chavetz Chaim wanted, and that was the concept of being Melamed schus on Klal Yisrael. That schus is so powerful, that's what the Chavetz Chaim wanted on the Yemei HaDin. And as we approach the Yom Niran, we should think about that. How do we talk about Klal Yisrael? When you're Melamed Schus on Klal Yisrael, you have such a powerful Schus that the Chavetz Chaim wanted his Einiklach to daven together with the Bnei Yeshiva on the Yom Niran.